Milwaukee has long been a city of beer drinkers, but this week there's a special focus on craft brews. A list of establishments is hosting its fourth annual Beer Week, offering patrons a chance to sample unique local recipes. Then on Thursday, leading craft brewers from across the country will gather for what's billed as the inaugural Milwaukee Beer Summit. WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports on their growing segment of the city's beer market.
Milwaukee once had the reputation of being the beer capital of the world. It was home to Pabst, Blatt's, Schlitz, and Miller. Today, only one still fills barrels here.
Miller's putting out somewhere around 6 million barrels a year out of the brewery down in the valley.
That's Jim McCabe. He owns Milwaukee Brewing Company, one of today's small players in town.
Between here and the alehouse, we are at about a little over 10,000 barrels. And relatively speaking, that's a microbrewery.
It's a typical Friday evening at McCabe's Brewery. A crowd of about 60 is ready to have a good time as the work week ends. The beer is flowing and he offers tours of his operation.
You know, there's a lot of people care about what's going in their mouth these days. And, you know, the artisan style of brewing, we can tell you about every ingredient that goes in the beer.
According to McCabe, younger people are propelling the movement, people who want flavor and high quality. Many here this evening look to be in their 20s, including Tim Sunderman.
Now, you have been described as a beer nut. Do you take that title?
Yeah, I'd take that in a second. That's an apt description.
He says his love for craft beer dates back to his college days when he would save until he could afford it.
I have never bought a case of Natural Ice or Miller Lite. I've never bought a case of beer, period, I guess. It's always those nicer bottles, or I've even pooled money with friends to go get a nicer bottle of beer. It's very nerdy of me, but I am fine with that.
Sunderman says he brews at home, but also enjoys tasting what other people have concocted. Even with all the hype this week in Milwaukee surrounding craft beer, it makes up only 8% of the beer produced in the U.S. Yet the major brewers have noticed the dent. Jim Kupfertschmidt is creator of the Milwaukee Beer Museum. He says as more consumers prefer microbrews, companies such as Miller Coors have been buying up smaller labels.
You want as much shelf space on the liquor store and in the tavern as you can possibly get.
One topic the leading craft brewers will discuss at Lakefront Brewery in Milwaukee this Thursday is their connection with local retailers. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.